Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
On this edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad, we catch up with Magic big man Mo Wagner. And, of course, Magic Pod Squad brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation reminds you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. If you've been drinking, don't get behind the wheel. Instead, find a sober driver or catch a ride service. Remember, drive sober or get pulled over. Have a great night and drive safe. Oh, we cover absolutely everything with the Magic big man, including his terrific year, his breakout season in the NBA, the unbelievable job he did filling in the absence of Wendell Carter Jr., his role now moving forward, how much he's grown here in the NBA. We get into his suspension and what happened there in Detroit, and ultimately who's at fault for that particular incident. And then his brother Franz, what he sees from his brother Franz finishing things in the fourth quarter and the development he's made here this season. And then you're going to be pretty excited hearing what he thinks this team can accomplish this year. All that coming your way right now on Magic Pod Squad with Mo Wagner.
This is Franz Wagner of the Orlando Magic.
This is Cole Anthony.
This is Jalen Suggs.
This is Paolo Banchero of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to the Pod Squad.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Dante Marcatelli, George Galante, and Magic big man Mo Wagner, kind enough to join us. Mo, this is great. You got 4 days off after being on the West Coast road trip for 12 days, and still, we were able to convince you to do a show with us. I have to think you have much better things to do, but I appreciate your time.
Well, we'll just connect the two, you know? It's all good. It's all good.
Mo, now, hold on. Weird. Now, for anybody that's watching this, you're in your car, in the back of the car, which is good, so you're not driving. Should I go out into my car, guys? Like, you guys seem like you're in a hurry to go somewhere. Everybody's on the road. Everybody's doing things from the road. What's happening here?
Well, that's part of having an off day, you know? You're on the move. I'm not sure what my mom is doing here, driving the car, but I'm in her back. Better safe than sorry.
Well, now, we can't assure everybody that you're not driving. So that's the big part.
And listen, Dante's driving, so that's good.
And I'm not driving either. Mo, this is not normal in the middle of a season to have 4 days off like this. I know you'll have practice coming up, but what are you doing? What do you get a chance to do with a little downtime here?
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, the one thing that's a little problematic was the road trip, right? You come back from Denver. It's a long, long day of traveling, so it doesn't really feel like an off day. And changing coast is always a big deal, even if you had a day in between. So for us, it's really good to kind of settle in after a 12-day road trip and to enjoy some time at home.
Now I know you were tossing around going to the beach even today, like to just relax. How good is it in the middle of January to play for a team where you could just hop in your car and go to the beach? You couldn't do this up in Michigan or DC or probably 27 of the other 30 teams. You probably couldn't do this.
Yeah, no, it's a luxury, and I always stress that we should take advantage of it, because obviously I've been in positions where that's not the case. So I want to make the best out of the situation you have in front of you. And so we're trying to embrace it as much as we can, and make the, I mean, it's like not even an hour car drive to go out there to feel some sand in between your toes. So it's really fun.
Dante, we're going to send this to the Chamber of Commerce when we're done. We'll send this right to the city. Yep.
Tourism, right to the tourism board.
That's right.
Hey, so some people like going on road trips. Some people don't. 12 days is a long time. Oh, did you pack what you needed? Did you have everything you needed for those 12 days?
I wouldn't consider myself the best packer. I'm a chronic overpacker, but this time I think I kind of I did a good job. But I will say, after a week, that's kind of my threshold where I'm getting impatient and trying to get home.
Okay.
You get used to it, but after 7 days, it kind of clicks into a mode of I finally want to sleep in my own bed again.
Yeah, you get angry, right? Like when I'm on the road for that long, I find, and I'm not even playing, I'm sitting around watching you guys do your thing, but I'm the same way. I would say after 7 or 8 days, just like you wake up and you're just not happy because you're not home. Yeah. Like you're just angry.
Well, the biggest challenge to me is that when you're on the road, everything is just basketball, because you're just in a hotel room and then you play and you have practice. And I think the biggest challenge is to kind of embrace the time off the court and find things on the road to do that don't have to do with basketball, to keep your mind fresh. And engage when it gets to the point of playing basketball. So that's the biggest challenge when they're on the road for 12 days. That you gotta find other things, and sometimes that gets hard in Denver or Utah when the cities here don't know anyone. So that's a challenge sometimes. But the older I get, the more I embrace that and dare myself to things.
Well, what did you do then? What did you get into? Because you had 2 days off in Utah, which is ironic, a day off in Denver. Were you able to find some things?
Well, my biggest advantage is that I have family on the road all the time. So sometimes I have to mobilize the little one to kind of join me on my activities. But we go on walks in Utah. We kind of went on a mini hike, I would say, through a canyon. That was pretty cool. But then it's also, you can't do too much because you're tired too, right? So it's like right. A little in between gray area that you got to hit, and spending time together makes a big difference, because it gets lonely on the road. I think we all know that.
That's true. So you drag Franz with you wherever you go, if you have things to do, or how does that work?
Well, I always ask him. And sometimes he asks me actually too. So that's cool. I think we've created a pretty healthy culture of keeping each other accountable, that we're not always in our four walls, and we're going walks, or we go out to eat, even though we could eat at the hotel and stuff like that, just to get out of the hotel a little bit.
Now, George, I don't know if you know this, but we had Vince Carter doing a couple of games, and he does his Vince Sanity Scale. So right. We did a broadcast where we had two Mo Wagner dunks, right?
He I came saw
right
it. Down, yep.
One was on his good friend Ivica Zubats, right? A good friend of his that he embarrassed greatly on national TV. And then another. So I know you were getting a kick out of that, Mo, that Vince Carter would be grading your dunks. And I don't know if you know, but he gave you an 8 and he gave you a 9. So you got an 8 and a 9 from Vince Carter, right? You'll take that.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible to be. First of all, I'm like the craziest thing to me in the NBA. And I've been part of some great, or I had some great teammates in my career, but like, the craziest thing is that people just walk around casually that you've seen on TV when you were growing up, and they're kind of these heroes and right. these players in a far away world, and now all of a sudden they sit on your broadcast and rate your dunks. So that's pretty surreal. And Vince Carter is obviously one of them. I think one of the players that's very well respected, very well recognized all over the world. So and obviously as a dunker, incredible. So the fact that he's on our broadcast is cool to get to meet him, and he rates my dunks. It's pretty cool too. I don't know if that's a 9 though. I don't know if I could ever qualify for a 9 in a dunk, but I'll take it. I won't say no.
Vince is a generous scorer, right?
Dante? That's right. Yeah.
He's very generous with his numbers. But so who else have you felt like that when you've had these encounters, Mo, who else have you had a similar interaction with where you're looking, you're like, holy crap, I can't believe I'm talking to who?
Who? A bunch of guys. I mean, obviously, every other night you play guys like, I mean, I was obviously teammates with LeBron James, so it started pretty early, and to kind of see the magnitude of, even when we were on the road, to see how many people were kind of, fascinated by one personality. It's pretty amazing to watch. And in D.C. with Bradley Beal, John Wall, like those guys, I watched playoff series of those guys growing up, you know. Dirk, obviously, who I have a relationship with, understanding, like, what's happening. It's pretty crazy. Like, Vince Carter is a great example. Who's another great? Another great example. Sometimes, like, you get to talk to people like Doris Burke, that you've been listening and watching for years too, and they're in this world as well, you know. And they make you starstruck too. Like, not even the players. Sometimes it's the people around. So stuff like that is makes you realize you really arrived in this world.
That's great insight. You know, I want to get your thoughts, Mo. Let's go on the floor a little bit. You guys obviously got hit with so many injuries, but you did a great job stepping in. I think about 15.7 rebounds a game starting. But, George, the best part was I asked him at halftime about the lift he was giving his team, and he said, that's great, but I don't care about the numbers. I don't care about the numbers that you just mentioned. You have to play hard. You have to play hard, and you have to believe that you can win. And it was – halftime of the Clipper game, Mo, and you guys won 11 out of 16 after that, right? So just what clicked? What clicked right around that time where you guys kind of caught fire for a little bit there?
Well, I think it's funny, right, because you work really hard, and I always talk about translating because sometimes your work doesn't show and doesn't translate into wins right away, but you're still getting somewhere. And I think after that Milwaukee game, I remember we played really well against Milwaukee and lost. Right. And you can work really hard. And I think we were at that point of for a long time where we worked really hard and we were right there, but still kept losing. And I think there's this one missing piece. And I remember Coach Mosley had a practice right after a Milwaukee game where he said, don't mistake being close to actually getting wins. Those are two different things. And there's a missing piece that you have to come up with. And I think it has a lot to do with belief. That's got to come out of yourself, that you want to win and that you need to do the right things at the right time in order to win. And that's kind of what I meant by that you got to find that belief within yourself. Your coach is going to provide you with all the resources and you just got to do it as a team. And then the numbers really don't matter, because if the team wins, everybody wins.
But I think what's interesting to me about that, Mo, is I assume outwardly, and I think fans assume outwardly, that every time every NBA player takes the floor, they believe they're going to win, and they believe they're going to win big, right? Is that I don't say that's not the case, but what does everybody not already have that belief, or can it come and go throughout the course of a season?
Well, the challenge is, especially if you're in one of these, I mean, I wouldn't say I stay away from the word rebuilding teams, but I mean, we are a very young team that your goal is long-term. So you're not trying to get caught up in your short-term results too much. And there's an interesting gray area of where you still got to compete in order to win. But if you lose, you can't have the mindset of all hell breaks loose. And you got to still come in the next day and keep working, and every day matters. So sometimes it's very difficult not to get caught up in, losses don't matter, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So, like, that little gray area of still competing and not giving up if you still lose, that's I think that's very, very challenging in young teams. And, something you have to deal with.
Now, Mo, do you prepare knowing that you're going to start, do you have any different ways that you prepare for a game as opposed to when you know you're not going to be starting in that night?
I think from a strategy standpoint, it's a little different because you're obviously playing with different players. So, like, there are other things that are important when I play with Markel than I play with Cole Anthony. So those are important. But then also, I think, just from a preparation standpoint, you play a lot earlier So like you don't have those 20 minutes of settling into the game and the atmosphere. You got to be ready right away. So I do think that from your mental perspective, you got to be locked in quicker and kind of get your routine going a little earlier than if you were to come from the bench. But those are things that you figure out within 2 or 3 games pretty quickly.
You know, it's interesting. We're real careful on the broadcast because we love the fire that you play with and the passion. You always have that. But it's important for fans to know, and everybody like you, you know, you're producing. It's not, you're not just coming out there and screaming and this and that. You're producing. You're a big part of this thing. And you being a starter is a big reason the team had success. So how much do you attribute the fact that you did produce when your number was called, you stepped in, you helped your team have success?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that matters. I think producing to me only matters when it translates into winning. It's something completely different. I don't really try to get caught up into that too much, but I think you're right. I mean, for me as a player, I work really hard and I have always worked really hard. So I don't want to say people just say, yeah, he's an energy guy and rah rah all the time and that's it. Like, obviously you want to be recognized for your game as well. So that does make me a little happy that's apparent. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not really trying to get caught up in that too much, to be honest with you.
Sure. But with that being said, I got to ask you, you look like Kevin McHale the last couple of games, the post moves. You've always had the post moves. You've always had the up and under, but it was off the charts the last two games. What did you get some extra post work in? What happened there?
I mean, it's a good question. I think, like I just said, it's a lot different than with the first lineup, because I think it's a lot more random and unpredictable basketball that we play with that second lineup. So sometimes the play breaks down, and you just got to make something happen yourself. But that just kind of happens in the flow of the game. It's not like a mentality thing where you force stuff. And yeah, I guess in the altitude, the footwork works better. I don't know.
we got to get you back in that. Yeah, we got to need altitude. That's what it is. So
we need some altitude in Orlando.
He's been in that altitude chamber at the training center with a basketball.
That's what it was.
I like it. That's very what nice. It was.
I haven't seen the altitude chamber in work, so maybe that's what's going on. Mo, how nice is it for you? You know, before you got to Orlando, you know, you were in DC, and then you got traded to Boston, and then you got traded to, you know, like, things were a little tumultuous in your life with a couple of moves. How nice is it to maybe feel like you've been a little settled down now here with the Magic?
Well, I think I'm very grateful for those experiences because it gets me to a point where I appreciate the day-to-day life stuff really, like, a lot more. The fact that I can just go to a practice facility and be excited to see everybody there with a peace of mind, you know.
There's not one or two guys that annoy you.
Well, really, I'm not gonna lie. Eventually, okay, Sometimes someone will annoy me, right. You know, who that happens in normal human interaction.
Of course.
I think he's getting at me, but that's okay. That's all right.
Fair enough.
It's random. but I get to appreciate that a lot more now because I know it can be taken away pretty quickly and nothing is guaranteed in this business. So I invest in that a lot, in that enjoying now. And obviously it's a great place, Orlando, and I can share it with my family on a whole nother level. So I consider myself very, very blessed and enjoy it every day.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. CYMBIOTIKA.com.
So speaking of your family, like let's talk about Franz if we can for a minute. How many times have you voted for him for the All-Star team? You're supposed to be voting every day.
Yes, every day.
For yourself and your brother. I mean, you
can
be doing
this. That's
why
I was a minute late, because I was voting. That's why I was a little late.
That was the delay.
No problem. But
what about the step that he's taken, Mo, so far in his second year in the league? He's averaging more than 20 a game. He's been very consistent throughout the season. Talk about your brother and his improvements just from his rookie year to now.
Well, he can pass a little more. Other than that, I'm very excited. I'm just kidding. Obviously,
so selfish. So always, selfish.
Yeah, he's pretty selfish, but that's okay. It's, it kind of comes with the territory. When things get easy, you know, then you just think you can do it all. So, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Obviously, as a big brother, sometimes I got to take a step back a little bit and. Because it becomes overwhelming at times, you know. It's pretty impressive, and I kind of take my big brother glasses off during the game because I want to keep those relationships separate. But it's obviously very impressive, especially when you get another high caliber player like Paolo into the mix that has the ball a lot, and that creates a challenge for someone who already now is on the scouting report, and to make the next step that next year. With more players to get attention is not easy. So, I've obviously I know how hard he works. I know what great of a kid he is. Even though sometimes he annoys me, but that's part of the brotherhood. And I'm very happy for him, and I'm excited to see where he goes.
You know, you've seen the numbers in the fourth quarter. He takes over in the fourth quarter, and he's on a list with some incredible names. Does he just pass less in the fourth quarter, or is there more? is he able to get it to another gear? What is it about when a game's on the line and you need a big basket that he feels comfortable in that moment?
That's a good question. What is it about the fourth quarter? I don't really know. Maybe he wakes up when he has a bad game, and then in the fourth quarter he's like, I got to turn this up. A little bit, but no, I mean, obviously I wasn't there against, I think it was against Memphis, but games like that where he seemingly struggled the first three quarters and then he hits another gear, because we've all been there where you struggle and then to say, F that, I'll figure it out now. That's something that's very mature for his age. And, that's very impressive to observe, obviously. And I think there's a common trust too in the team and the staff to give him the ball in the situations that matter, like for example against Portland. So those situations, as a big brother, that's pretty cool to watch.
You mentioned not being there for Memphis. We went to great lengths to blame Caleb Houston for the whole thing on the broadcast.
No, for sure.
Is that kind of where you're at on the whole thing?
No, 100%. It's all Caleb's fault. I don't take any responsibility for that. No, I mean, listen, I was these things, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say that these things happened. I was extremely embarrassed after the whole thing, because you never want to be getting attention for that type of stuff. Obviously, I also understand that you are what you do. And your intention doesn't matter in that point, because it happened. What happened happens. But everybody who knows me knows that that wasn't my intention. I felt bad too, because I'm over it now. But at that point, it kind of seemed like it was taking attention away of what we were building, and we were kind of on a roll. And I hated to be responsible for taking some of that momentum away. But I think we kind of passed that whole thing now. And moving on, and obviously for me, I don't want to be in any of those situations ever again. It was very embarrassing, and I feel bad that occurred.
Well, you have moved on, and I think it's amazing. And the team has rallied. And is there a feeling now, just a little less than half the season left, you can get fully healthy, right? You've got Wendell back. Maybe Jonathan Isaac's going to join you at some point. You got Markel, right? As you continue to get healthy. You guys are right there in the mix. I mean, everybody's talking about a playoff push. I imagine that would be a lot of fun to be a part of down the stretch.
100%. Winning makes so much stuff easier. And even being able or having the confidence, and even that you, if you lose one or two games, that you're still in the mix for winning the next two or three games, like that you're able to respond regardless of who you're playing. That I think that's a confidence that we've gained now. That is very important when you talk about a team that wants to go somewhere. So that's something that I'm very proud of with this team, that we kind of found a way that even if we lose, like in Sacramento, we find a way to answer and come back. Yes. And respond as a group. So, of course, we in the back of our head, I think that's very present to know that we're in the mix. But at the end of the day, we'll be in the gym tomorrow. And then the day after that, and the day after that, and that's what really matters. And the rest will happen.
So, but how, Mo, though, how important, you mentioned that, you know, we're a young team. You've said that a couple of times, but how important would getting into just say the play-in game, how important would that be for this group's development, especially for this is just off the top of my head. I would say 75% at least of the roster has never been to any part of the playoffs.
Right.
Whether it be playing
well,
or postseason.
Before you get into that, George, I think what endeared Mo to everybody was when he first got here, the end of that season, when we won a big game at home, and you sat there and did the postgame interview and said, it's okay to win too. Like I know we're going through a process, but it's okay to get some wins too. And I thought that was great. That's right, George? That's kind of what you're saying, yeah. The mentality. Like this would be great.
Well, yeah, like this is exactly what, obviously I talk about a young team, but when I speak like that, it's from a neutral perspective with you guys. When we're on the court in practice as a player, and I think everybody feels like, or I know everybody feels like that, it's F that, you know, we're not rebuilding, like we're competitors, we want to win. And I think that's how you got to approach every day. And of course you want to win, like that kind of feeds you. If you win, working is easier, and the next day it becomes easier, and the chemistry is better. So, and everything is a lot more fun. So, like you said, George, I think making a playing game or the playoffs, whatever it is, would be a huge, or at least being the hunt for it, is a very valuable experience for every team, especially a team that's trying to organically grow as a young group. Even though we don't really talk about it, I think everybody's very aware. That's a possibility and a huge opportunity.
You know, I share a lot of I feel when I'm doing these podcasts with Dante, I'm usually like, yeah, F that, Dante. Like we
correct.
The yeah. Heck. That's yeah.
Yeah. Correct. I'm trying to work on my reputation, so I'm not gonna
good. Good.
So yeah, but as a competitor, that's exactly how it is. I mean, you have to have that mentality in order to be successful. That's what I mean with belief too. You know, like when you talk about young teams, that almost sounds like an excuse sometimes. So young teams can be good too.
I like it.
I love that. Exactly.
I like
right.
it.
And young players can be good too. What's your vantage point on Paolo? I mean, it was very early into his career where I think everybody thought, oh boy, this guy's going to be pretty good. What's your vantage point on Paolo?
Yeah, I think the most obviously he's incredible what he does on the court, extremely skilled and physically gifted. And even now, obviously, I think he probably takes the most shots in our team, and he's on top of the scouting report. He finds ways to go to the free throw line, finds way to produce even on less efficient nights. I think the most impressive thing about him, though, is that his demeanor about the game and his focus that he kind of brings into the locker room, which is not normal for a young guy like that.
Right.
To be mentally that locked in and care as much about the day-to-day process and every game and every piece of work that he puts in is pretty impressive for a 20-year-old. And to observe that as someone who's been in the league for 5 years is sometimes I'm like, yo, that's insane. I got to lock in now because I see Paolo over there focusing on the game. So that's a demeanor that he adds to the locker room that I think is very valuable on top of to what he does in the court, obviously.
We've not seen him smile. Does he smile? Have you ever seen him laugh?
He's a funny guy. He's a very funny guy. He doesn't really smile a lot on the court. That is correct, because he's very focused. But no, he's a very funny dude, and says some crazy stuff too sometimes. So.
That's good. Hey, we'd be remiss if we didn't revisit some. I did a couple of Lakeland Magic games, right? And I'm down there with Xavier Simpson, right? And you start looking at. First of all, can you explain to me why that guy's not in the NBA, Captain Hook? I mean, that is an impressive, talented point guard.
In due time, it's a matter of time. One of the hardest workers that I've ever met, to a point where it's sick. I mean, where you literally got to force him to stop. And a great kid as well that I've enjoyed a couple of years in college with, and really enjoyed my time with him. And he's a winner, man. He wants to win, he plays like a winner. So. Yeah, I love X.
But the guys that you had, that you played with, the guys that came after you, there's a lot of talent that's come through Michigan. I mean, how do you – is that the recruiting process? Is it what goes into getting the players that you've had and all the great talent that's come through Michigan?
That's a good question, Dante. I mean, I will say that I don't know. I mean, I think it's just a culture. It's always difficult to talk about these things, because when I say these things, I don't want to say that in different universities and different programs, it's not like that. So before I say anything about that, but like the Michigan thing, I think back when I was there, and I can only speak for my era, obviously changed a little bit now. It was a great culture. And I think that kind of obviously with Juwan continued from what I've heard and feel from Franz. So, there was a great culture in that locker room around that program that everybody did his work, worked really hard and enjoyed being together and held each other accountable. And that was something that obviously translates. And I think Beilein was incredible at recruiting guys that maybe weren't on the radar at first, had incredible potential and maybe weren't physically on a level yet to compete, but kind of saw their potential in the long-term future. And kind of knew what he was doing, I guess. So it's cool to see guys like Duncan Robinson, X. We have so many players, man. Karis LeVert. So it's pretty cool to watch them and be consistent in what they do.
Mo, what drew you there, though, from Germany? I mean, it's not like you were a kid growing up in Saginaw or Detroit. I mean, what drew you to Michigan from overseas?
Well, I always wanted to go to college, and back then that wasn't really what you were doing in Europe. So nobody had ever gone to college and then straight to the NBA from there. So it was kind of a risky step, and I really didn't have any offers except for Michigan either. So to me, it was either Michigan or stay at home. And again, Beilein kind of invested in me and yeah, I think at first he thought I'm not going to play much, which I did in my freshman year. And I needed that 1.5 years to really develop on a physical level to compete here. And he kind of predicted that, or he helped me out a great deal. And but back then it wasn't like a surefire decision to just say, yeah, you go from Berlin, you go to college, and then it's all going to work out to the NBA, because you never know what happens in the universities. You know, it's so far away. Maybe they'll just put you under the rim and tell you rebounder and screen setter. And really, yeah, I'm very happy that I made that decision, obviously. Looked like a genius now, but back then it wasn't as surefire.
Sure. All right, last thing, Mo, and then we'll let you get out of here. We know you're going to the beach. When I go to the beach, I have a short attention span. I've got to be up doing things. My wife can lay there for 4 hours and not move. What do you do? What's your routine at the beach?
I wouldn't say it's a little different, I think, here in the Florida beaches than when you go to a beach in California or Turks and Caicos. I think here is more about breaking the rhythm of the daily life and kind of feel some sand in between your toes and do something else other than just hanging at the house and see the ocean. So I don't plan on being there longer than 2 hours. Maybe go on a little walk, get some sun, and then turn around and go back home. But when I'm on vacation, I'm pretty well conditioned to be lying there for a while. So
There you go. I'll take your word on Turks and Caicos. Never been there, but that sounds like an amazing place. All right. Hey, man, we really appreciate them all. This has been great. I know Magic fans always love hearing from you, and it's always fun for us to catch up. So thanks so much, and keep up the great work, okay?
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
Sunscreen, Mo. Put on some sunscreen.
Get some sunscreen.
My mom brought some. No worries.
Perfect. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Pod Squad. Thanks.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.